Nasal oxygen catheters are fairly straightforward to place, and you can use either unilateral or bilateral. But placement itself can be very stressful in some patients, so you should always bear that in mind. Now, depending on the flow rates that you use relative to the size of the patient, you may get inspired oxygen concentrations of 30 to 60%. Now, when I'm working out the flow rate, I usually work out what their expected minute volume would be to get an idea of what the highest rate I would use is. Now, tidal volume is about 10 mils per kilogram. Let's say that they're breathing at 40 breaths a minute. That would give us a minute volume of 400 mils per kilogram, so a 20 kilogram dog would get 8 litres a minute. So you can see it's the high end. If I don't think I need the full whack, then I'll usually put them on about 100 mils per kilogram per minute. Now, one word about nasal catheters. I think that nasal tubing of any kind is potentially dangerous in head trauma patients because of the risk of sneezing, coughing, or retching, all of which may result in increased intracranial pressure. So I usually use an alternative administration method in head trauma cases.